There are three reasons why the Kitabis of Jerusalem Muslims, Kitabis of Christians and Jews. One is this, that you are blessed with Amin after Surah Fatiha. This is exclusively Muslims. The Christians have adopted it from Islam. So this verse Amin means accept. What Amin? Amin from the word Amma. Amma can mean to intend. Wala Amin al Bayt al Haram. So to say Amin. Ameen is to accept, asking Allah to accept. And when the meaning is to accept, and so it's a dua. So how do you make dua? Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. So a lot of humility and softly. Therefore, we read the Imam, we read the Ameen softly. So that's the first reason why they feel envious of us. The second is this, that we are blessed with the Baytullah as our Qibla. They know that that's the first Wudi'a al-Nasi, awwal baytin Wudi'a al-Nas, is the Baytullah. Right. So now, jealous because if that was the first house, then why are you blessed? Why aren't we blessed? وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمِسِينَ. So they plot and plan to turn you away from your deen just because of jealousy. But why have you been selected for Islam? True religion. Like we are deprived, we should also be deprived. So the hatred is because of the jealousy. Otherwise, we're not a span in anybody's work. We're not obstructing your work. Are we obstructing it? Then what's the reason for them being jealous? So this is the reason, that why have you been accepted? حَسَدًا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They saw the truth, and the jealousy is because you saw the truth and they couldn't see it. So that is the second reason. So the Baytullah was the direction that was chosen by Allah Ta'ala. So they know it. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ. So if you didn't, then they would have had an argument against you. Because the scriptures contain it, the Baytullah will be the direction of the prayer of the Nas Nabi. So لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. The world is a mixture, combination of both, good and bad. Original and imitation, original and fake. You're going to get this in the world all the time. You won't only get the original, but you get the original and the fake. So, فَلَا تَخْشَوْمْ. So then the fakes, then don't worry about them. Because from the very beginning, the whole idea was that deen must be adjusted to suit us. See? So this is how they saw religion, that we adjust the religion
pursued us.
And we say we will adjust ourselves to be in it. Because some bad habits, like someone is drinking, someone is womanizing, right? So we will adjust ourselves to fit ourselves into deen. And they look at it differently. That we must adjust the deen for our ease. Adjust it for our ease. So Allah speaks about them. But the kathir min ahl kitab yuruddunakum. The idea to turn you away. So fa'afu anhum wasfah. So don't pay attention to them. This is the second reason why they are jealous, right? And the third reason for the jealousy is that why did you get the blessing of the Jummah and we couldn't get it? Because initially they knew that the big day is Friday. But in spite of their knowledge that the big day is Friday, they requested for the Saturday, for the Sabbath, Yom Sabbath. So they knew the day by Allah Ta'ala is Friday. But then they employed their own reasoning against the command. Although they were given a choice, but they were shown that this is the big day. But then they employed the reasoning, and then they got the Friday, got the Saturday, but they deprived of Friday. Same with the Christians, the Jews felt that the creation was complete on Friday. Saturday nothing happened. So then, when nothing happened on Saturday, so let's make that the day of worship. And the Christians felt that the whole process of creation started on Sunday, first day of the week. So when it started on Sunday, so let's make that the big day. And we felt, see, the salient feature of Muslim is وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ to this surrender. You hear a command of Allah Ta'ala, then you don't employ your reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever he says, just listen. And they went to employ their reasoning. And we said, no, no. When it's a command of Allah Ta'ala, you won't employ it. If anybody else besides the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will employ it. We'll think about it, we'll try and understand it. But if it's coming from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram, then we won't apply our reasoning. Because our reasoning is like a peanut. You guys want peanut compared to the entire world, any significance? Imagine one drop in comparison to the entire ocean, any significance? So that's our reasoning, right? So we have to accept that our reasoning is limited. We can't go beyond it. So the Christians got Sunday, Jews got Saturday, and Muslims were blessed with Friday. Right? Now, if you see the world today, right, in the Christian world, the busiest, the most significant day is Sunday. And the most significant of places is Europe, England, etc. That's most significant. So one friend of mine he used to be in the UK. So he'll come around. I said, this was a curiosity. I went to see now what's the state of Christians on a Sunday. So I went to the oldest cathedral, like main. I went to the main cathedral to see now what's the state. And I went on a Sunday, the big day. I saw the cathedral is closed. On a Sunday, the thing is closed, right? Synagogue is the same thing. Besides a few people in this place. So there's no life here, there's no life here. And on a Friday, you look in town, you see, there's a crowds are pouring out into the street. A little bit of gush, a little bit of reminder, and then you see the crowd is pouring out right onto the street. And the street, the cars, have, the traffic has to be stopped. The cars have to be stopped. So this day was chosen for the Muslims, right? So, Salat of Shom of Shomani. But now, in this whole thing, Allah Pak says, وَلِكُلِّ وِشَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا, right? Everybody has got a direction for prayer. Krishna has got his direction, perhaps in the east, because فَانْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِيَا مُقَامٍ شَرْقِيَا, right? She secluded herself on an eastern place. So why Makan and Shirkiya? Perhaps that was the direction in prayer. In Tabarat min Ahliya, Makan and Shirkiya. She wanted to make ibadat, Fattakhad min Dunim Hijaba. Perhaps she wanted to make ibadat in seclusion. So we put up a cubicle. So she put up something to seclude herself. Okay. So, لِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيَا. Every denomination has got a direction. So, now leave the discussion, because we had appointed one direction for them. مَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ. You're not going to follow their ways. So now, what does he know? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. See how important this lesson is. You're not going to listen to them at all. They're not interested in listening to the truth. So now the discussion, just close it. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Do something that's going to be profitable. What's profitable? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. A race towards good work. See? So, you go and see the discussion that we have now. Once I was coming down on the street from home, you know, so I see two people fighting it out. Adults, big people. So one is supportive of one political party and the other one is. So you see, you know, you can't support this one here and then fight in the field. I could see now there were problems. So I mean, I separated the person, took him one side. So now, when they're going to be stuck to their guns, then is it worthwhile discussing them? Then leave the discussion. Now go and do something else. First, the Vikul Khairat. You have to, you still have to, for a long way. You are a long way to the Akhirat. What preparations you made? Now you rush towards your end. Preparation. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. See that? See this teaching of the Quran Sharif. Again, the same lesson is taught in another verse of the Quran Sharif. سَيَقُولَ صَلَاسَةُ الرَّابِعُهُمْ. Right? Now they discussing the number of the people of the cave. Someone saying three, someone saying four, whatever. So Allah Pak says, لا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ. Don't discuss this matter. Don't debate, don't discuss the matter with them. Why? The reason is obvious. If it was three, or it was five, or it was seven, or more or less, right, will make a difference. The idea was, the whole Surah Kahf, the idea was that the people beginning to reject the life after death. What? The people went on a tangent to reject the life after death, to reject the Akhirat. Someone rejected it entirely, and most Christians, they feel it's just a mental state. Well, the state of your mind is right, then you generally, and the state of your mind is not right, then you generally. So they destroy the whole religion and the concept of after death, life after death, they forgot it. So when they left it now, then what were they left with? Some practices that they inherited from their elders. So it's a lifeless thing. Christianity, Judaism, it's quite a body but lifeless. Kya faida? The monkeys will see it's a lifeless body, right? First they're going to experiment. What is this? When they've confirmed that it's just a lifeless body, then they steal an apple from on the top of the head. But you know, it's a lifeless body. So here again Allah says, La tumari feel. Don't debate, don't. Just on the surface it's alright, but not more than that. Because you're not going to get to any concrete goal. Like I said, if there are 5 people, will it make a difference? If there are 6 people, will it make a difference? 7, so now, you don't discuss it any longer. So what you must do, fastabiqul khairat. Now, rush towards the real things. You're going to get into this, and the real thing that you're supposed to be running for, you forgot that. Right. Like it's an examination period, right? So you got a day to prepare for the exams. But because the madrasa or the school gave you off and you were going to study, you know, each paper, so that you one day as a holiday. So now, you are discussing, the school has given us an off, madrasa has given us off, let's make the best of it, let's go to Johannesburg, right? Have one day and come back. So, this peer pressure, people get suppressed with that. So you need to understand now, you have to sleep in your grave. They're not going to support you. So you do what's going to be beneficial for you. That's the biggest khayrat. Don't discuss it with them. Any longer, don't discuss it. Right? How a Muslim's mind must work. He mustn't just see crowds and move accordingly. See. لا تخفو ما ليس لك به. And the other ayat, لا تخفو ما ليس لك به. One is فإذا مروا باللغ, right? And was the ayat, لم يخروا عليها سم بالعجتاز. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلِيَا سُمَّ وَأُمْيَانَا. When they hear something of Allah Ta'ala, then they don't ignore it. Simple translation, they don't ignore it. ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلِيَا سُمَّ وَأُمْيَانَا. Something of Allah Ta'ala, they don't ignore it. But the other explanation is, لَمْ يَخِرُّ عَلَيْهَا سُمَّ وَمْيَانَا. When something is brought to their attention, then they won't just follow it, emulate it, or bow down. They see a crowd of people bowing down, right? So they won't just join them. They want to know exactly, is this the Sunnah, is this from the Quran or not? Rather just in mass, whatever the mass is doing, you're just imitating them. So they're not like that. لَمْ يَخِرُّ عَلِيهَا سُمَّ وَمْيَانَا. يَخِرُّونَ بَعْدَ الْإِلْمِ وَبَعْدَ بَعْدَ أَنْ تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ الْحَقِ. يَخِرُّ عَلِيهَا بَعْدَ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ الْحَقِ. Until you haven't understood it properly, then you didn't give yourself to it. Now you understood it properly, now you gave yourself. So now a lot of our time is gone in this. Discussing something futile, you're not going to get anything. You can see that it's a hard nut, you don't accept. So now, why should we get into the discussion? He needs time now to think about it. He'll come in his own time. But in Mueller, you don't waste your time. See now what's more beneficial for you, and you invest in that. So two places in the Quran, one as I showed you, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخِيرَاتِ, don't get into this discussion, and يَا لَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاهُمْ ظَاهِرًا, don't discuss this matter there, because they're too thick perhaps, they can't enter the brains, they can't enter the brains, how are you going to get it? مَنْ يُدْرِ لِلَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ, Allah Ta'ala has written someone off now, you can't get him on. Like when Allah Pak decrees that this person must die, right? Can you give him life? Can you give him life? Similarly, he died. When he's decreed, that now this person is no more going to be guided. So nobody can make it happen. Allah Pak has already decreed, finished now. So then don't pursue that. Don't go on that lane. Go on the lane, you're going to get something. Now you can see, you know, here Allah has already wrote him off, sealed him up. When you see him, nothing will get inside him. Yeah. So these two ayats are showing that life is a priceless capital. If it's a priceless capital, then see that you make the best out of it. Don't lose out. It's a priceless capital. How must I use it? That time becomes a blessing for me. How must I use it? Allah put two fingers in prayer.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka alshukru kulluhu, biyadika alkhayru kulluhu, ilayka yurja alamru kulluhu. La nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, la mu'ati lima mana'at, wala ra'ata lima qadayt, wala yanfa'u dhal jaddi minka aljadd. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أفضل اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين لا إله إلا أنت الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين O most forgiving Allah, O most generous Allah, O most merciful Allah, forgive our sins O Allah, please forgive our sins O Allah, please forgive our sins O Allah. O Allah, we have committed all types of sins O Allah, we are filled of sins O Allah. From head to toe, we are sinful, O Allah. Allah, please forgive our sins, O Allah. If you don't forgive us, what will be of us, O Allah? If you don't forgive us, what will happen to us, O Allah? Allah, please make us straight the correct path, the right path, please, O Allah. Wallah, show us the right path, Wallah. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. Wallah, don't put us through tests, Wallah. We have failed all types of tests, Wallah. Wallah, we are weak, Wallah. Wallah, every test you put in front of us, we have failed, Wallah. We weak, Wallah Ta'ala. We cannot manage, Wallah Ta'ala. Don't test us, please, Wallah. Wallah, as much as big can be our sins, Wallah, as much as we have sinned, Wallah, we have sinned from earth up to the skies, Wallah, to the heavens, Wallah, but your forgiveness is bigger than that, Wallah Ta'ala. Please forgive us, Wallah. Please forgive us, Wallah. We have committed all types of sins, Wallah Ta'ala. It is just your mercy that we still here with the pious, Wallah Ta'ala. We have nothing, Wallah. We have nothing to present before you. All our actions, Wallah Ta'ala, all are defective, Wallah. Our salat is not correct. Our fasting is not correct. Our zikr is not correct. There is no ikhlas in us. There is nothing good in us. We are nothing, Wallah. You're full of sins, Allah. We're full of imperfections, Wallah. Full of defects, Wallah. Wallah, there's nothing good in us, Wallah. Wallah. Through the love we have for the pious, Wallah. We have nothing, Allah. We just have this love that we have for the pious, Wallah. Through this love that we have for the pious, forgive us, Wallah, Ta'ala. Allah, nothing. Allah, we have love for Mufti Sahib, we have love for Mullah Thani Sahib, we have love for Mullah Zakaria Sahib, we have love for all the Buzurgs of Allah. We love them, we're not from amongst them, but we love them. Through this love, forgive us, forgive us. We're full of sins, Allah. Make us Qadr of the month of Ramadan. Allah, you gave us the month of Ramadan to change our lives. Even the month of Ramadan, we're not making Qadr, Allah. The pious are not making Qadr. We're not making Qadr of anything. There's nothing good in us. We're very weak. We're trying, but we're failing, Allah. Allah, you have commanded us to protect our eyes. We can't protect our eyes. You have told us to guard our tongues. We're not protecting our tongues, even our ears, all the limbs. We have used all the limbs that you gave us to use these limbs in your obedience, Allah Ta'ala. But we use the same limbs you gave us in your disobedience, Allah Ta'ala. Allah, we're very weak. There's nothing good in us, Allah. Allah, just because of our sins, the Ummah is paying. Everyone is paying. The Muslims in general are paying for our sins, Allah Ta'ala. It is our sins. We know it is our sins. Allah Ta'ala, you gave us chance to be with the pious. You gave us chance to learn from the pious. But still, we're falling. Still, we're failing. Allah Ta'ala, please forgive us. Allah, make us pious, please. Allah Ta'ala, make us pious. Allah Ta'ala, please make us pious. Allah Ta'ala, make us love the sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us follow the sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, those who are sick, give them shifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, those who are looking for spouses, give them pious spouses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even asking from you, we don't know. Even to beg from you, we don't know. We don't know how to use the right words to ask from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only you can guide us. Allah Ta'ala, you had the power to make the fire cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam. You made that knife not to cut the throat of Ismail alayhi salam. You have the power. You can do with the means, without means. Even against the means you can do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no means for us to be pious, but you can create piety in our hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts has gone hard. Even crying we cannot do. Even our tears, our eyes is gone hard, our hearts are gone hard, has gone blackened because of our sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every environment, everything is just pushing us towards dalala, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only you can bring us back. There's nothing else that can bring us back. Only you can bring us back, ya Allah subhanahu. Please bring us back to the right path, please. Please forgive us. Make us make Qadr of this Ramadan. Make this Ramadan a point of change in our lives, so we can start making your deen our maqsad, the akhirat our maqsad, your riba our maqsad, your happiness our maqsad. And take the love of the dunya from our hearts. Remove this love that we have for the dunya, this craving that we have for the dunya, all the time running after the dunya. Allah Ta'ala, remove that from our hearts. Allah Ta'ala, make us pious. We cannot do it on our own. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we have seen that already. We cannot do it on our own. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, only you can guide us, please. Show us the right path, please. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.